embrace God's grace. He empowers you to live free from the control of sin. In Romans chapter 6, verse 14, Paul is speaking to people who have received the grace of God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. If you are under law, you are not under grace. If you are under grace, you are not under law. You cannot be under both at the same time. I notice also that Paul says sin will not have dominion over you because you are not under the law. The implication is that if you are under the law, sin will have dominion over you. If we seek to achieve righteousness by keeping the law, we will never be able to escape sin's grasp. Let us look once more at Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Do we live as sons of God by keeping a set of rules? No, we live as sons of God by being led by the Holy Spirit. That is the only way we can live as God's mature children. Now let us look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Once again, the message is clear. You become a son of God by being led by the Spirit. And if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. For many professing Christians, however, following a set of rules is like a crutch. They limp around supporting themselves on it. God says, "Throw the crutch away and trust me." I have discovered that it frightens people to trust God's grace completely. We all want to hang on to a little set of rules that we keep, but it does not work. We must become completely dependent on the Holy Spirit. God's way to righteousness and holiness is not through struggling, but through yielding. Yielding to the Holy Spirit. Come to the end of your efforts and say, "Holy Spirit, take over. I cannot handle this situation, but you can." It does not mean that you have no need of willpower. It means you need to use your willpower in a different way. You have to use your willpower not to do it by yourself, but to trust the Holy Spirit. By nature, I am an independent, strong-minded person. Anytime I have a problem, my natural instinct is to work out the solution for myself. It has taken me years to come to the place where I do not do that. Instead, I say, "Lord, what is your solution?" Often, God's solution is different from anything I would ever have thought of.